Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. As Santa Claus continues his merry flight through Sector 2 at this hour, we check in now with flight analyst from North Pole Flight Command to review how he is doing. Joining me are the experts, Elf Wilbur Boeing and Elf Harvey Bullitt. Mr. Bullitt, we'll begin with you. How is Santa tracking so far this year on his quest to break the 30-hour barrier in his flight time this year?
Well, he's ahead of his pace from last year by almost an hour, Frank. I think if he can catch some break with the weather, the odds are improving as the flight continues.
Yes, but Sector 3 is looking dicey, and almost all of North America in the hours ahead will present those weather challenges, Frank.
So, Mr. Boeing, are you casting doubt on Santa's chances tonight?
No, not exactly. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Santa's not even halfway done yet, and a lot can happen in the hours ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your take on it. Let's check in quickly now with Elf Crash Murphy, who is following Santa right now somewhere over Asia, and see what he thinks. Crash?
Frank, this is the year, I think. Santa's focused, the reindeer are killing it. So far, we've had great cooperation in every area we're visiting. I think we're coming in earlier this year, and I think you can take that to the bank.
Thanks, Crash. That's a bold prediction, and we'll see some 20 hours from right now if you're correct. From the North Pole, where the sugar cookie pool is heavily favoring Santa in bets right now, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.